You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Broadcasting from downtown Boston, this is UnregularRadio.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm Michaela. We only have two strange women in the studio today. We've got Miss Tybala.
Hello there.
And Mr. Derek, strange man.
Hi. Yes, and you also have Miss Jackie.
Oh, Jackie's already here. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. We miss you.
Hi. I miss you guys, too.
How are you? They're just on the road back from Bear Creek, is that right?
Yep, we're stopped at a gas station getting some gas right now. We just had some breakfast, well, lunch, whatever. I had breakfast. Cracker Barrel.
It's breakfast if it's your first meal. It doesn't matter what time it is.
Yeah, if it's my first meal, it's definitely breakfast.
So how was the weekend? How was Bear Creek?
It was fantastic. It was so much fun. It was a long, long weekend, but yeah, it was really good. Oh, yeah, I'm exhausted, but I had so much fun.
Awesome. What, do you have a favorite act that you saw?
Probably Beats Antique. I saw them twice. They put on an awesome, awesome show. So.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw them at Bonnaroo this year.
Yeah, they were at Bonnaroo as well. Yeah. Their belly dancing girl is fantastic.
Oh, right on. So how is this laid out? Is it like kind of standard festival? They have late night shows. Everything goes till pretty early in the morning or what?
Yeah, they had seven stages set up. It was really a lot of work bouncing back and forth with the guys between stages, broadcasting different things. It was really fun, though. They had silent discos on Friday and Saturday night. They went till like 5 in the morning. I actually didn't get to either night of the silent disco because I had some things I was doing, but...
That's pretty cool.
It was, yeah.
I never make it to the silent disco at festivals, somehow.
I've always wanted to go to a silent disco.
Yeah, the only silent disco I made it to was the one at Bisco, actually.
The one at Bisco was so much fun. We were up on stage with Rick. So
yeah.
And I lost my flip-flop, remember?
Oh, yeah. There were so many flip-flops gone at Bisco from the mud. Like, it was nuts.
It rained all that one day, Friday.
Bear Creek was so cold on Friday night. Like, literally, I packed for Florida weather, like, 4 pairs of shorts and, like, a bunch of tank tops and stuff. I was like, I'm not going to need more than, you know, 1 pair of jeans and 1 pair of sweatpants. Tell me why Friday night I was wearing both my jeans and my sweatpants on top of each other with 2 hoodies on.
Oh, no. How cold did it get?
It was so cold.
Do you know how cold it got?
I think it got down to, like, 32.
Ouch. Where in Florida was it?
Live Oak. It's kind of close to Jacksonville. Oh, about an hour or two from Jacksonville.
Nice.
Up northern Florida.
Panhandle style, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Very cool. You guys must all be exhausted. I hate the post-festival drive.
That's exactly what it is right now. We're on the way to drop someone off at the airport, and then we're doing the post-fest all the way home drive, I think. Making our way back to lovely Boston.
That's cool. What day do you get back?
We should be back at some point tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
I don't know exactly what time, but we'll definitely be back.
We've actually been having kind of amazing weather here while you guys have been gone. It's been really
warm. That's what I heard,
freakishly
actually.
Warm out right now, actually.
It is. You'd probably call it freakish. It's got to be like, it feels like it's 70 out there.
It's definitely in the mid-60s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Hopefully it lasts. So how long is that supposed to last?
I don't know. I heard
it's going to start raining.
Yeah.
Until about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's just in time for you to get back.
Really something Lovely. After it already snowed this year, you know. Now it's like, okay, no, I'm going to be summer again.
Yeah, that was kind of a joke on Halloween, the snow that weekend.
So silly.
Trick or treat.
That was unhappy. Yeah. That was a trick. That was not a treat.
So,
what did you guys get into this weekend?
I wrote a research paper on reverberation.
Nice.
Which sounds awesome. I had kind of a quiet weekend except for Saturday. I went to the lovely Smokes Dawson wedding. Our dear Nikki Smokes got married.
Oh, that's cool. How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was in Salem.
She looks so
pretty.
Where
was the wedding?
She looked beautiful. It was at Victoria Station in Salem, which is a restaurant right on the dock. So it was right on the water. And the moon was pretty much full. It was really lovely. Nikki looked beautiful. You saw the pictures,
I saw
right?
some of the yeah. pictures. I was just like, wow.
Oh,
like,
yeah. She looked gorgeous. It was a lot of fun. And then so they had the ceremony right there. And then for the reception, all friends of the bride and groom played. The bands were Solid Hologram and Big Old Dirty Bucket and Manifest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Aw, that sounds so awesome.
It was wonderful. It was very nice. What was I going to say? I just lost it. I only got a few pictures. It was weird the way they had the stage that they had the ceremony on. It kind of had rails around it with like posts, so I didn't really get a good angle to take very many pictures, but I think a lot of people did. So hopefully we'll see those.
I can't wait to check those pictures out for sure.
Yeah, so... Yay. So nice.
Congrats, Nikki and Tommy.
Yeah, big congratulations to Nikki and Tommy. And before that, and afterwards, when I got home, I actually stopped into some of my friends were having a big turkey dinner, kind of a pre-Thanksgiving thing. So
oh, cute.
I got in a little bit of that, too. My friend Jackie took a kind of a hilarious picture of me, like, gnawing on a turkey leg. It was just funny the way it came out with the lighting. I was like, wow, that's weird. So yeah, other than that, it was kind of a quiet weekend. I always find myself sleeping all day on weekend days whenever I can.
Yeah, because you can finally catch up on sleep.
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. So, you want to get right into these articles? Oh, I wanted to mention you don't have this on your itinerary today, Jackie. But did you see the article that Matt Zappa posted in the Three Strange Women group about the gay penguins?
I briefly just took a look at that, actually, in the car. That's a little weird that they're going to separate the two gay penguins.
Yeah, well, it's for purposes of breeding. I printed out the article, actually, because it's kind of interesting. They're very supportive of the gay penguins. They, I guess it's, they're actually, you know, because how can you tell animals are gay, but they've been sort of exhibiting mating behaviors with each other, you know?
They've been decorating together?
Yeah, exactly. Picking out, you know, drapes and stuff. But they're actually... They're only separating them for as long as it takes to breed to inseminate some female penguins just because they're African penguins and I guess they're an endangered species. So they're going to let them breed, but then they're going to let them get back together. So they're supportive,
nice.
Yeah. But in
that's
this,
cute.
This article actually mentions there's been a gay penguin adoption. There in a zoo in Germany, there were two male penguins that became the parents of a chick that was hatched from an egg fertilized by other penguins. How interesting is that?
So they raised a gay... Yeah. The two gay penguins raised a baby together?
Yeah. How do you like that?
I enjoy that a lot. That's fantastic to
me.
Yeah,
it's very progressive. It's a very progressive zoo. It's Germany, you know, so they're pretty, you know, open there about things like that, I think.
Sounds like
an the animal world knows that there's something not so bad about being gay.
Yeah. Well, this article also actually mentioned, I'm always interested in doing more research into this, you know, when you talk about animals being gay. And that's an argument that a lot of proponents of, you know, homosexual tolerance, et cetera, will bring up, is that it happens in the animal kingdom. It's not just a human thing. And the article says that it's been documented in more than 450 species of vertebrates.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'd like to do a little more research into that. Like, are there any particular animals that have more of a tendency to be gay than other animals? You know,
we should look that up.
I know.
I'm gonna guess human beings.
What's that?
I'm gonna guess human beings.
Well, as apart from human beings, I mean, yeah, probably humans are the gayest animals.
I wonder. I think penguins might be up there.
They might be. They might be. There seems to be a lot of that.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting.
It is.
That's cute. I support the gay penguins for sure. And I'm glad that the zoo is going to put them back together after they serve their purpose.
Imagine the bumper sticker opportunities about gay penguins. You could like have they have the white part of the penguin be rainbow or something. You know? I support gay penguins.
Yep. I think we should turn that into a campaign.
Sounds like an idea.
Oh, Jackie, totally unrelated, but Jackie, do you remember how at Camp Bisco there was that group of people, the animal bumper stickers just made me think of this, but there was a group of people that all had stickers on their bags that said dolphins rape people?
Yes, I remember that. You want to know what's funny is Greg Runge said he was part of those people with the
dolphins
rape people, so.
That's funny. Why does that not surprise me? I've heard that.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, isn't it like when people have been swimming with dolphins, sometimes they've gotten attacked? Because you usually hear about dolphins as being friendly and saving people from sharks and whatnot. But sometimes, apparently, sometimes they'll rape you.
Well, sometimes
sometimes they just expect a blowjob after they save you. What?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes the dolphins had a little too much to drink, and some swimmers not swimming in a well enough area, wearing something provocative. You know, things happen.
I don't even know what to say.
I suppose you're correct.
Sorry, I'll tone it down.
Do they also rape other dolphins, or do they only rape people? That's the question.
I'm guessing it's only people. I heard that dolphins are one of the... there's like three species, I think, that have sex for pleasure. And I think dolphins and monkeys are two of them.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd heard that too. And isn't it just kind of hilarious to picture dolphins having sex? I wonder how they even do it.
Like, I know.
One of them swim upside down or something.
Like belly up on the bottom, like.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. There's your weird mental picture for the day.
Yep, exactly. You're welcome. You can thank Three Strange Women for your dolphin pictures. Dolphin mental images.
Next week, dolphin porn.
We got
Jesus.
Yeah.
So I got that article up about dolphin raping people.
Yeah.
If you like to hear it.
Yeah, what do you got?
Over 14 times a year, people are maliciously raped by dolphins. It happens all over the world and often goes by unnoticed. It could happen to you in any aquatic environment deeper than 4 feet, fresh water or salt. This is clearly a joke article. The male dolphins have an opposable penis, which they will use to grab you or your family members by the wrist or ankle and pull you underwater. It will happen quickly rather than quietly. Wow. Except for the terrifying shriek of the dolphin rape call. Once you are submerged, they will proceed to to bring you to their rape caves and violently ravage you. Dolphins show absolutely no mercy and are not easily satisfied. Yeah.
Dolphin rape.
Caution is advised for all bodies of water.
Oh, jeez.
Swimming pools, koi ponds.
I better stay away from the bathtub.
Watch yourself.
That's kind of hilarious. I mean, not that rape is funny. Who would you tell if you got raped by a dog? Like, what authorities do you go to? Animal control?
The Coast Guard?
Is there, like, a dolphin rape crisis hotline? This is not funny. I'm sure it's very traumatic.
It's not your fault.
I'm going to have to find some testimonies of people who've actually been raped by dolphins.
I know, right? You put that ad on Craigslist.
Like, get a little messy, I suppose.
Have you been raped by a dolphin? Do you want dolphins to pay for what they've done? That's terrible.
Oh, God.
So did you see any
dolphins? Well, we should jump into a little music break and then come back. Back with some LGBT article.
Yeah, cool. We got the articles already. Some interesting stuff.
All right. Skrillex Weekend. Stay tuned for Three Strange Women.
You. draw.
My name.
I'm gonna marry the night.
downtown Boston. This is unregularradio.com.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm Michaela, and here in the studio today we have Miss Tybala.
Hello there.
And Mr. Derek.
Hi, hi.
And live from the car on the way back from Bear Creek Music Festival, we have Miss Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hello.
That was the new, it's unreleased yet on the regular radio, but that's Lady Gaga's newest single coming at you, Marry the Night.
That was Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Oh, well, I only heard the end of it. It didn't really sound like her, but...
She has the craziest music videos.
Yeah, I know. I love it. That's that's her next music video that's coming out, and I'm pumped. I can't wait to see it.
It's a little weird that they... But I sometimes forget that they still make music videos these days. I don't know. I never watch them. Do they still show
them occasionally?
Is MTV still a thing? Do they still do that?
It still exists, but
I
it's
haven't seen a music
TV.
Video on MTV in years.
Since 1997.
Oh, yeah, Beavis exactly. and Butthead. Have you
yes!
guys seen the new Beavis and Butthead episodes?
I'm pumped for that.
I didn't know it was out yet.
Beavis and Butthead is awesome.
There have been like three episodes. I watched the first two. Pretty good stuff.
Are they any good?
Oh, they're
yeah,
hilarious.
They're pretty much the same as they used to be, you know? Except instead of doing music videos for like the spoofs, they do reality TV shows and stuff like... Well, they do some music videos, but they do also like reality TV. They did one with Jersey Shore, which is obviously hilarious. It was great. It was great. They had like JWoww. They're in Italy and she's learned JWoww or whatever is learning to make pizza. And she's like, when my grandchildren ask me someday, where'd you learn to make pizza? I'm going to be like, bitch, I learned in Italy. She's going to call her grandchildren bitch. It's pretty funny. You guys should watch. I'm so
stoked. Stand
it's kind of a time warp. Doesn't it kind of feel like a time warp for Beavis and Butthead to be back on television?
It does.
And that's a thing now. Shows totally come back, you know? Like, there's no death of television shows anymore, apparently.
That's because our generation has lost its sense of creativity, and they just steal the last generation stuff.
Let's just bring that other thing back.
Yeah. I like it. It's easier. You get paid the same. That sounds, it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's funny, though. I don't know what it is about Beavis. I know it's ridiculously stupid. That's the whole point. But, like, I could watch half an hour of Beavis and Butthead just sitting on their couch laughing, and it would entertain me. I don't know why. It's hilarious.
That's what we used to trip to all the time.
Yeah. So, we want to get into the article about the king and homecoming king and queen?
Yeah, let's do that.
That was really interesting. It was so in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
At the end of October, this high school elected their first gay homecoming king and queen, a pair of lesbians, who are adorable. I saw the picture of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So that's great. I was looking into it, and I saw one instance of there was a pair of homecoming princes in 2007 at a different high school. So this isn't, nice. You know, like the first time it's happened, but... Oh, I just went away from the mic. I got to get used to that. She's fading out a little bit. But, yeah, so the big story, wasn't it, was that they were getting threats from people. They were getting some ugly comments from people when they
announced
this.
Outside of the school, too. Yeah. It wasn't even, like, people inside.
Yeah, it was
the
adults, right? It wasn't even students.
Yes,
yeah.
it was more the adults and the reaching out. Nobody with the school, no parents, anything like that, but people were a little upset that there were two homecoming queens and that, you know, whatever tradition and blah, blah, blah. But I think it's pretty progressive of, especially good in California.
Yo, travel safe, bro.
In San Diego. Like, that's...
Yeah, no, I think it's great. So what was it? It was, I was never real clear on how they did. At my school, I don't think the homecoming thing worked the same as it usually does. But what do they have? They have the students vote. They said the Rebecca Ariano was elected homecoming king first, and then her girlfriend was elected queen at the dance, or however the tradition goes. But I think it's great that they didn't even just call them, like, both queen, that they had it still be king and queen. I thought that was interesting. I liked it. I don't know why.
Hmm. It's kind of nice to be able to distinguish in their relationship, I guess, like that.
Yeah, I guess that must be how they see it, you know, if, you know, I don't know how
if
that
they're
works.
Identifying it, together
I've
like
I've never
that,
been
you know?
In a lesbian relationship, so I don't really know how that would, like, Jackie, and you know, in your experience, does there tend to be, like, a boy and a girl, sort of, like, type roles?
It kind of gets in the, like... I'm an interesting case because I'm into the women who look like women and, like, act like women.
Yeah.
And I don't find myself to be very butch at all, but like there are aspects of me that are very like masculine that I would say are part of like the boy aspect of me, but then there's a lot of like the girls that I like have a lot of, you know, strong personalities and stuff like that and can be seen as a little masculine sometimes too. But
yeah,
physically I'm into the very feminine thing.
You know what? Actually, that reminds me. I meant to ask you this question. I have never been very clear on what exactly queer means as an identifier. I've always kind of thought of it as just sort of an umbrella term. But does it mean something specific as far as identifying oneself as queer?
It's just kind of, it's more weird. An umbrella thing. It's for people who are into different types of things. Like if you're into, like, the people into like bondage and all kinds of weird things like that consider themselves queer, or like my good friend Emily, who's into like only trans people, she considers herself queer because she doesn't call herself a lesbian anymore. Yeah.
So that would kind of fall under like other, you know, like,
yes, exactly,
gay, lesbian, straight, other. Yeah.
So bondage and transsexuals, then I am queer as fuck.
Yeah, no, you probably would be considered queer.
So that would include, like, for example, straight bondage people or whatever? Like, you think it kind of just includes, like,
I think if you bring it to the other end where you're experimenting with people of the same sex, that's what it kind of brings it in. But I don't know exactly how that would play in. I mean, some people would consider that stuff to be queer. Or just out of the norm, you could consider queer, but I don't particularly consider. I think it has to go with the homosexual act,
right? Because I've just always thought it, you know, kind of interesting. You usually just see LGBT, but sometimes you'll see things designated as LGBTQ.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of other acronyms, LGBTQA for like asexual people, and like where like Q like queer and questioning stuff like that. Like people like to bring a lot of the umbrella terms to the acronym, but I like to just keep it LGBT kind of in my experience.
Yeah. LGBT is it's kind of a nice acronym. Solid.
Yeah, it sounds it rolls off the tongue nicely.
Ligbit.
Ligbit. So what else about that? Was there anything else about that, about the homecoming king and queen? Yeah, I saw one where it was two boys at a high school in 2007, and they called them homecoming princes, but they, you know, they rode in a parade and everything, so that was a few years ago, and even they seemed to be pretty supportive of that.
That's cool. Yeah, in the article, it said that the principal said something like, if that had been students sending those emails, then they would have gotten in trouble for it.
Disciplinary action, for sure. I'm curious. I wonder what people had. I mean, I'm sure it was just your usual hateful bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's great.
I'm glad that they would have reprimanded the students, though, because I think that's very important for these girls to feel accepted in their lives. And the fact that it was adults that were doing this kind of shows that, like, young people are progressing more as time goes on, and it's just showing the filtering out of people with the closed-minded thinking. I think we're kind of approaching a time where it's time to open up our minds and realize that it's not quite so
hands down
abnormal.
Well, it's almost, you know, like any kind of discrimination, we as a society seem to be generationally, you know, trending towards acceptance more and more. You know, it's more common, you'd be more likely to see somebody's, you know, grandmother throwing out a racial slur than somebody our age these days.
That's true, and it's kind of funny to me. I kind of, like, you almost, I don't expect that. Like, I expect the adults in the world to be a little more considerate and conservative, and a lot of them actually aren't.
Sure.
Especially when you get to, like, the older people who are, like, not used to, you know, like, black people having rights and stuff like that, and they'll be saying, like, some really weird terms, and it's just, it always makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah. No,
I kind of credit it to, over the past 100 years, the process of women becoming considered more equal in society, and it's gonna sound weird, like a weird theory, but I believe it, because, all right, nowadays, you can't, if you're homophobic or racist and a man, you have to at least hide that shit or you're not going to get laid. Like, so women's acceptability of that has drastically increased. Therefore, in order for men to get, you know, the sex as the pigs they are and do whatever they want for it, have to wean that shit out of their system. And then hopefully we can all evolve out of it and stop being racist and homophobic assholes soon. And it's because of your lady's wonderful vagina that all that can all happen.
Wow.
Power to the women.
Tolerance as a form of Darwinism.
Yep.
So. It kind of works. I think it's a good plan.
I like that. I like that theory. Because, as we all know, the only thing that men ever think about, ever, is getting
sex.
Laid.
Pretty
much.
You guys think about it, too.
Sure.
Of course.
From time to time.
Yeah. We're like every 7 seconds. Time. You guys are like every 11 seconds. It's not...
It's true.
Oh, jeez.
It's true.
It's just how we are as a society these days, I think. Sex is very prevalent.
You know what? You mentioned asexuality when we were talking about the LGBT acronym. I would like to see more people come forward as being asexual. I think our society is unhealthily preoccupied with getting laid.
I kind of agree.
And / having relationships with other people. Romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should start a movement.
you suggesting a celibacy movement right now?
I'm down. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be a popular movement. It'll be like me waving a flag by myself.
I'll stand with you, Michaela.
Thank you.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll stop by only having sex with people that I actually like.
That's a good start. It's a good start.
It is.
That's a good start. I can start there, too.
All right. No more hate fucking.
I didn't say that.
only on Sundays.
Right. Only on Sundays.
Yeah.
Only if it's a role play situation, not actual.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So what else we got? Do you want to talk about that other article yet, or are you saving that for later?
We can go into that one. We can go into that.
This is about a pastor, Bill Freeman, in Michigan, who has occupied, or something like it, his city hall, trying to get them to amend their gay rights legislation, basically, right?
Yes. He is a pastor. He's married. He has children. He supports gay marriage and gay equality, and he took the time to sit in the city hall of his town in Michigan and decided that it's time for things to change where he is, because we all know Michigan is not quite known for being tolerant and progressive.
Nor is the Christian faith, necessarily.
Exactly, and that to me is impressive that anyone involved in the Christian faith is taking a stand to support these people, because a lot of your LGBT community are not like evil people that are trying to be you know what I mean, like they do have faith, they do come from religious families and backgrounds and may have been involved in community religion as, you know, young people, and may very well have been kicked out or, you know, not accepted because of their lifestyle.
That must be one of the hardest, or, well, I mean, not that all coming out situations aren't difficult, but that must be one of the toughest, you know, say you're in that position, you're a member of your community, your faith community or your church or whatever, having to come to terms with the fact that you're gay and your God supposedly says that that's a sin, you know?
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
If you have very strong faith to begin with, that must be so difficult.
But I can only imagine, like, especially some of the hatred. Like, some churches out there really do teach, like, hatred towards LGBT.
Sure.
Gays and...
thanks. You there?
The community. It's kind of upsetting sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
How's the signal? We doing okay?
We're doing all right now. Tell them to pull over. It's good now.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Just to interject for a second, what state are you guys in now? ?
State.
Well, anyway, so Pastor Bill Freeman.
We are in Florida. We just dropped off one of our Greenside Up buddies at Florida International.
Oh, nice.
Airport. And so he's going back to
Yeah.
Mm. You're in
you're
and out
a little
bit.
You're going to have to call back.
I don't know if you can hear us, Jackie, but we're having some trouble hearing you.
Yeah, you got to get that good phone connection.
What is that? Is that ringing? Technical difficulties. But so anyway, specifically the legislation that that Pastor Freeman is lobbying against, it has to do with he's trying to prevent residents from getting fired or kicked out of their homes because they're LGBT.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
No, of course not. One interesting comment, negative comment, that somebody made here was, let's see. Locals who continue to vote against the law say such decisions or social matters shouldn't rest with the council. Somebody says, who one of the landlords in this town says, the fact of the matter is, as a landowner, as a business owner, you also have rights. I have the right to say, I don't want a smoker living in my duplex. So she's
being
equating,
gay is
yeah,
not the same thing as smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Man.
So she's saying that having, you know, she has the right to kick somebody out because they're gay or a smoker or whatever.
I
you
read
know?
That
That's
and I was just like, what?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just, it's you can't even take somebody seriously who makes a comment like that, you know?
Are you there, Jackie?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Yep. We
Jackie's
love you.
Back.
We missed you.
I lost you for a second.
What, are you driving through the Everglades or something?
I don't even know where we are. We're on the highway in Florida. We just dropped someone off at the airport.
Did you see any alligators down there?
I did not see any alligators, but there were... At some of the festival food stands, they had alligator bites.
Oh yeah, I had that at Bonnaroo one year. It tasted the consistency was like shrimp. It was weird.
Really, alligator?
Really?
Yeah, it was deep fried and it tasted like chicken basically, but the consistency it was like shrimp. Weird. It wasn't bad. You should try it.
Because they will eat. Try it.
They will eat you if they get a chance. So you should eat them. Actually, it was funny. My the owner of my company came back from a vacation recently. He had gone to the bayou in Louisiana. He comes back and tells me that they went out on a boat tour, and the guy was feeding alligators, and they had names, and one of them was Michaela. Don't run into a lot of people named Michaela, but apparently it's a big name among alligators. Yeah, so this guy, so Pastor Freeman, back to Pastor Freeman, was
That's
actually...
a popular alligator name, there you go.
It is. It's very popular. It's in all the alligator baby name books. Baby alligators are adorable, by the way. I want one. And then, obviously, I will put it in the toilet once it starts getting too big.
Because that is the proper way to dispose of a baby alligator.
Yep, or a baby python, or, you know. No, you know what I would love for a pet? You ever see, I don't know if this is a real thing or if I just saw it on a cartoon once, but I want a dwarf elephant.
That would be awesome.
Right? Just have him be like 2 feet, 2-3 feet tall. Wouldn't that be the best? Just have a little elephant.
Yes.
I'm putting that on my to-do list. Breed dwarf
elephant.
Mini elephant. Yeah. I think it was on Looney Tunes. That they did that something it was like a
we should totally
it was a Michigan J Frog situation where everybody thought the guy was crazy because he was the only one who could see it, I think, something like that. That happened.
It's extinct.
Oh, so they're used
quote
to
quote unquote pygmy elephants found living in Borneo.
Oh wow, see, there you go. I just have to go to Borneo and bring one home.
Yeah,
I think that can be done,
no problem getting that through customs. Just hide it under my coat. Ma'am, what's that? Nothing.
That's nothing.
I'm googling pygmy elephants.
I'll end up on an episode of Locked Up Abroad for trying to smuggle a pygmy elephant. It'd be worth it. Can I take him with
me
to
really
jail?
They're really cute.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're adorable. It's probably hard to flush them down the toilet when you get tired of them though.
Oh.
That's not a good thing to do with pets, Michaela.
That's how you get rid of all pets. If it works for goldfish, it works for everything else, right?
Bet you could sell the shit out of pygmy
yep,
elephants
exactly.
That'd be in a Back fortune. Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Sell them to rich people. You can dress them up to look like they're in India, you know.
Yeah, you put their kids on the little...
Yeah, your kids can ride them. Fun for the whole family. Mm-hmm. I saw a thing about war elephants the other day. I was looking at something online, and something about Hannibal's invasion of Rome and how they crossed the Alps on elephants.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, that is the most badass thing. If I was in a war and somebody came at me on an elephant, I would surrender immediately.
Well, what are you going to do?
Back then, I mean, nowadays you'd probably laugh and pull the trigger. I mean,
yeah, well, all right, fair enough. What the fuck are you riding? Is that an elephant? I don't know. I think it'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Or I could just get, like, really rich and just be... What's that?
No.
We still have
the trend.
Oh, yeah. It's the big new thing.
It would be badass.
Actually, on par with my my celibacy movement idea, I think I'm also going to start a movement for for reducing air pollution by getting rid of cars and bringing back elephants. What do you think?
Oh yeah,
that'd be kind of badass.
That very efficient.
Mm-hmm, very efficient, and the society would smell better. You know.
Yeah, just smell like elephant crap instead of gas. It's natural.
Kind of sandwich bags you'd have to walk around with.
Garbage bags.
Like a rake. Okay, maybe that would be... Maybe I'll just stick to the celibacy movement.
Indeed. I'm
sorry, that's my elephant dropping.
You guys got me Googling how much does elephant shit weigh now.
Isn't the internet great?
I hate how the search bar will always, like, keep the things that you searched for and then auto-populate it when you start typing in there again. Because I search for some weird things on Google.
Yeah, I can't even sign into my Gmail here.
Okay, we're going to have to get back to you all with the data on how much elephant droppings weigh. We'll save that for next week with the dolphin rape.
Of course, yeah.
Wacky Wild Recap. Kingdom episode.
Every 6 hours... an average of 20 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of shit.
That's a lot of shit.
It sure is. You remember in Jurassic Park, when they first get to Jurassic Park, and there's like a sick triceratops surrounded by piles of shit?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum goes, that's a big pile of shit. That's the best movie ever, by the way.
I feel like we've been talking about that movie a lot lately.
It keeps coming up. It's been relevant to a lot of things.
Jurassic Park.
Yep. Isn't it crazy how good the effects were in that movie at the time? Mm-hmm. It was like mind-blowing.
Yeah, they were incredible.
Yeah, and you watch it now and you're kind of like, huh. I mean, it's still pretty good, but the part with like, any of the parts where they use the actual mechanical T-Rex, like the scene with the kids in the car when the T-Rex like bites down on the car, it's just like, come on. It's not as bad as, like, Jaws, though.
No, Jaws was horrible.
What are we even talking about?
Shit and dinosaurs.
Obviously.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the other cool, relevant thing. About, let's get back to Pastor Freeman in Michigan again for a few minutes. he was actually trying, and it's just interesting because it echoes the whole, apparently that's the thing you do now when you don't like something. You go camp out and don't leave in like a Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of way. That was what it was, right? Mr. Smith goes to that old Jimmy Stewart movie? Yeah. Anyway, filibuster. But he was trying to actually stay in the city hall, this guy. Was it just him, Jackie? Do you know if there was anybody in solidarity with this?
Yes, he was by himself.
So, I mean, you don't...
Nope, I believe he was...
Not really that effective, just one guy, you know? Something like that, just one guy, probably. They could really just kind of walk past him. And what did he get? He got fined, right? $500 fine and up to 90 days in the county jail because he refused to leave Holland City Hall.
Yes, he got... $500.
But that's so admirable. I mean, you know, like we were saying before, it really is heartening for a member of the clergy, you know, to be campaigning like that. That's really nice to see. It's always nice to walk past. Yeah,
exactly.
You ever go by a church or whatever and, you know, have them have a rainbow flag outside or something on the marquee just kind of specifying that all are welcome. That's always nice to see.
Definitely.
No, that is kind of nice.
I don't tolerate religion anyway, but I feel like being gay, I don't even understand how you would like religion at all. Like, it doesn't, like you're saying, to have that faith, even though the scripture says it's naughty.
Well, isn't it, what is it? Is it Leviticus, the one that talks about?
Yeah, like, it's not welcome.
I don't know the Bible very well, but isn't it true that, you know, it doesn't really say much actually in it about homosexuality? There isn't there one line or something that, you know, about lying with a man like you lie with a woman or something?
Yeah.
But most of it has just been embellished by the church, hasn't it? The anti-gay stance?
Well, they, you know, God, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even like God because God, you know, sent down fire, you know, rained sulfur down because of sodomy. That applies to everybody, you know what I mean?
Sure.
If you like a blowjob, you shouldn't like God if he's doing that stuff.
Sodomy, sodomy as used in the Bible, refers to anything but marital, missionary-style sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. What do they say in the Torah? Isn't there supposed to be an Orthodox Jewish thing that you're only supposed to do it like through a hole in the sheet? Anybody ever hear that?
I've heard that on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it's got to be true. Everything I know about Jews comes from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Everything Larry David says is obviously true.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's well, I mean, because sex is one of the first ways in which organized religion tried to control the population, you know, and tried to demonize sex and along with all of our natural urges, you know, and if you do anything that's natural and that isn't something that we told you to do, then that's evil. So it's interesting how that has evolved.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, and then
I think people as a whole have evolved like that.
Sure. Sure, and sexuality just in society and the way different people view it and the way it's constantly changing and evolving is just so fascinating.
Sexuality fascinates me a lot. I love everything about sexuality and everything that comes with it.
Sure. Hence this radio program, for example.
Yep.
Yeah. No, but it really is... I feel so grateful for a lot of reasons, you know, but the LGBT tolerance thing, I feel so grateful to be living in this place and time. You know, I've said this before, but I'm so glad that I was born in Massachusetts instead of, you know, in Nebraska or something, just as far as tolerance goes of a lot of things.
Yeah, when I first moved here, I found out like a few months ago that like gays could get married here, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have neighbors that live down the hall from me.
Yeah.
That have been together for like 30 years, and they live here because they were able to get married here.
Yeah. We were one of the first states, weren't we, that had it? California had it, and then they repealed it. But California has it again now, though, right? After the whole Prop 8 ridiculousness. Didn't they?
What? Repeal it?
Prop 8 was to repeal the gay marriage thing, but didn't that not stick? I gotta research it.
No, it didn't stick.
They voted against
That's
it,
so
but then
cute.
Everybody was like, "Screw that, we're not doing that." Did anybody ever see Prop 8, the musical?
I think it'd be.
Ooh, what's that? Is that an alien?
That is the goddamn bad internet. Oh, not internet, but telephone reception.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
That's what happens when you're in the Everglades with alligators.
Visiting the Michaelas.
Visiting all the Michaelas. They will eat your face. But did you ever see Prop 8, the musical? Remember when that was going
on? I've heard of it, actually.
It's just like a 5-minute long internet musical, basically, with, you know, Neil Patrick Harris in it, and Jack Black plays Jesus, and there's a lot of famous people that are just randomly in it. And it's just a musical. They have, like, you know, two groups of people on stage, and one of them are for gay rights and gay marriage, and the other group is against it. And then eventually Neil Patrick Harris comes on and explains to everybody why it's good for everybody. It's awesome.
That's cool.
I love how he's come back, how he's, you know, he's kind of the face of, like, LGBT Hollywood right now, Neil Patrick Harris. Mm-hmm. That's great. He's so appealing.
The doogie.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the phone right now.
Is Jackie coming?
She is in the. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna happen at this point. Maybe in a minute. She needs to tell them to find a place with a couple bars and pull over.
Yeah. Look at that. It's almost 6 minutes of four now. Anyway, the time has flown this afternoon, hasn't it?
It has.
Oh, and also, it's getting dark. Look at that. Look behind you. So it's 5 minutes of 4 o'clock in the Eastern Hemisphere today. Boston, and it's almost dark already. I'm trying to remind myself that we only have like 6 weeks left until the solstice, at which point it will start getting light again, but Everybody, if
it's gonna be a cold 6 weeks.
It's gonna be a cold 6 weeks. I have trouble this time of year with the, you know, with the season changing and it getting darker. We all have to, you know, fight our depression. My suggestion is go out and see some live local music.
That's a good suggestion.
Get drunk.
There's plenty of that around here. Getting drunk may or may not help, but definitely the music thing. Yeah. What we got some good stuff coming up.
Who's playing this weekend?
I am not even sure. I believe. Oh, the Boston Music Awards are this Sunday. That's at the Liberty Hotel, which is awesome. I weaseled my way in there a couple of years ago to one of the Boston Music Awards, and it's beautiful in there. I had never been inside the hotel before. But, you know, you guys should check that out if you have the opportunity. I believe Rob Petillo is playing a show on the same night. I'm not sure what else is going on this weekend. If you're in Somerville on Thursday night, there's always Dub Down. That's Dub. I don't know if that was on the air or not earlier, but Dub is different from dubstep. If you like reggae, if you like reggae and you live in Somerville, always go to Bull McCabe's in Union Square on Thursday and Sunday nights.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I think I heard about something at the Middle East. Some reggae band that has to do with a panda.
Oh, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad?
Yes.
Yep.
That's it has to do with pandas and gorillas.
Something to do with pandas. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. Is that this weekend?
Yeah, I believe that's on the 18th.
Oh, yeah. There's everything at the Middle East is always good. That's a great venue.
Yeah, if you're in the North Station area, McGann's always has something going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right near North Station on one of the, what is it, Friends Street? One of those little streets. Boston, we love you for music.
Just can't miss in Boston anymore. You can go anywhere and get something decent going on.
Yeah, you have to end up having to pick between things on nights because there's always so much good going on.
Yeah, there's like 4 things going on in one day.
Yeah, support local music. Absolutely. There's some great stuff here in Boston. Or wherever you are, I'm sure there's some great stuff there as well. So I guess we should probably wrap it up. It doesn't sound like Jackie is going to make it back through to us, unfortunately. But she will be back with you guys next week.
I just made it back over.
Jackie!
Yay!
Yay!
Hello.
Just in time.
Hi.
Just in time to say goodbye. Well, you guys drive safe for the rest of your journey back.
Good luck. I can't wait to see you when you get back.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear all about Bear Creek. Very exciting. Did you guys take tons of pictures?
Can't wait to give you all big hugs and kisses. Mwah.
Yay.
Mwah. Mwah.
Thank you for letting me...
Bear Creek was so much
fun. Oh, sorry.
What? Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. Okay, I'll show you guys all my stuff.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Thanks for letting me steer the helm of your sexual ship while you were gone. Trust to be with that.
That was just a funny mental picture. I don't really know what to say to that.
Thank you for steering the ship for me.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for having us.
And I want to thank Michaela and Tybala.
Aw, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, thank you. So much fun. We heart Unregular Radio.
I love you, girls.
There's Derek. Cool.
We love you, too.
I love you, too.
Oh, it's and a I heart you fest. All.
It's a love fest on Three Strange Women today.
Aww.
All right, so I guess that's probably just about it. We will...
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat network.
Exactly. We'll see you guys later. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
grave with sin.
Queen,
to me, but I can't let it go. so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity, or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, fashion don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. All the way. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? Say you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Promise. ago I walked away. You thought I'd never be the same. I recovered on my own without you now.